Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Looking ahead to next season is the manager of the Red Sox, Alex Cora, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and sponsored by Sherwin-Williams. The Sherwin-Williams Pro Plus program helps you manage and grow your paint business. Alex Cora, how are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. Tough loss last night. It seems like at this point in the season, you know, you're still obviously trying to win every game you can, but a series like that opening up against a team like the Rays, who you've been looking down at in the standings, that must have been a tough one in the locker room after the game.
Yeah, it was. I think the last few weeks, every loss in the locker room has been tough. It's interesting, right? We win the series against Baltimore. We get in New York, a lot of close games, but we lose 3 out of 4. We come here yesterday. We get the lead. Then Casas gave us some life, right? Like we haven't had a lead in a while, and then we gave it up right away. And then that eighth inning was tough, right? That bloop single, T.O. dies for it. We don't get it. They scored 3, and that was it.
So coming down the home stretch here, I think some may be surprised to look at the standings and say you're a sub-500 baseball team. But Bill Parcells always said you are what your record says you are. Why are you now a sub-500 baseball team? If I asked you that sort of broad question, what would your answer be?
No, that's a great question. And it started in Dodger Stadium right after the All-Star break, right? We stopped pitching. The offense was clicking. And then after that, I think the rotation turned a corner. They start doing an outstanding job, giving us a chance to win almost every night. But eventually, we disappeared. I think the defense has been inconsistent. It's been inconsistent the last 3 years, and that's something, as you guys know, that it has to be better. It bothers me, right? Because that was the type of player I was. You know, I didn't play 13 years in the big leagues because I hit. You know, I did the little things, and. I think the bullpen, you know, has been inconsistent throughout the last 2.5 months. When that happens, you're gonna slump. You're gonna slump. And there's two things that I truly believe that makes a solid team in the big league level. Right? You got to play defense and you got to pitch. And on and off this year, we've been very inconsistent.
Alex, you said last night that you didn't think it was a lack of effort that was contributing to the slump you're in right now. Do you think you guys are playing a little tight? Is it maybe something like that? Are they tired? If it's not lack of effort, where do you see sort of the shortcomings appearing?
I think at the end of the day, it's execution, right? We always talk about, you know, the headlines, the homers and the extra base hits. Sometimes when things are not going your way, the walks help you out. You know, you move guys over. We actually have done a good job with men at third, less than 2 outs. In the last month, I think we were hitting like 380, 400, but not too many chances. And, you know, the offense, as you guys know, from the get-go, there was a lot of swing and misses. We were walking a little bit. We were hitting the ball out of the ballpark. We got really hot. But then lately, you know, that combination between strikeouts and not walking, it will put you in a bad spot, and that's where we're at.
Not to relitigate everything or bring it all back up, but the weekend series, you had the Saturday fireworks with Devers and Cole and Judge and everything. You get the win on Sunday. Were you hopeful that that was going to be an ignition point for this team?
Saturday we were like, okay, here we go. You know, the Rafi put a good swing on a breaking ball, gets the RBI. So we did a lot of good things offensively. And then against Rodon on Sunday, T.O. hits the homer to get us close, but then, you know, we didn't do much. And, you know, we ended up losing 3 out of 4 with hope still, you know, coming here. You come here, you win the series, or you sweep the series. You put yourself in an okay spot going into Friday, playing against Minnesota. But yesterday, that was a tough one, and it's getting tougher and tougher.
Looking ahead to the offseason, obviously, I know you still have some games to go here, but I think a lot of people are interested in the strategy that the team takes in terms of bringing up young players, investing in outside moves and things like that. Is that a process that you maybe are going to be a little bit more involved in this this time around now that you have your new contract and you and Breslow seem to be communicating a little bit better?
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking for a while about not only the now, but of course the future. And let's see what, you know, what happens in the upcoming weeks. You know, hopefully we can win a lot of games and finish the season strong. That's the most important thing. And, you know, we'll meet probably after the season, spend a few days in Boston and go over everything. And it goes from, you know, the what we're doing in Boston, what we're doing in player development, what we can do in the future, and be better at this. Honestly, from my end, very disappointed. It's been 3 years in a row that we play good until one point, and then after that we struggle. You know, we haven't finished seasons, and you know, at this level you have to finish season. You have to, and we haven't done that.
Considering that there are several prospects in Worcester right now who all are expected to be at some point making, I don't know, appearances at the major league level, do you have a relationship with any of those 3-4 guys? Are they people that you've, you know, at the very least had a sit down with? And have you, how familiar with their games are you?
No, I'm very familiar with their games, obviously. Haven't managed yet, but, you know, Epi in AA and Trace in AAA, they have been, you know, in contact with me and talk to me about not only them, but everything that is going on. We had a really good season, AA this year, AAA played well towards the end, so that's a positive. Obviously, interacted with them in spring training for a little bit. They played a few games for us, so I have a pretty good understanding who they are, not only as players, but also as individuals.
Alex, I'm assuming you're aware of Craig Breslow's comments with the Globe a couple days ago, and one of them stood out to me. I'm just going to read it real quick. When you have, quote, when you have homegrown, cost-controlled talent, it enables you to be a little bit more aggressive in looking for elite major league talent. Is that a quote that excites you, intrigues you? Do you believe in that quote? Do you think that quote could be a sort of map for this offseason?
I do believe as a group, and this is with Brez, and obviously in the past, you know, they had we have the foundation now. We were a little bit short there for a while. Obviously, you know, winning an 18, making it to a playoffs in 21 is always cool, right? But I think we're in a better spot now than where we were 12 months ago as far as, like, the talent that we have, the talent that we develop in the minor leagues and also here. For the up and downs of the season, you know, there's a lot of young guys that are having great seasons here, right? Willie, Hammy was great. You know, Rafaela, you know, posted and he's played center and second and shortstop. Wong, step up and he's having a good solid season. So from my end, very excited to what the future holds. Like I told you guys, you know, a while ago, there's a reason I wanted to stay here. And I do believe we are a lot closer than what people think.
He also mentioned in that story that he'll look back and maybe not necessarily regret things, but look at different decisions that could have been made. And he said you might do the same thing with pitching changes or pinch hitters. Are there any of those for you? Like, as you think about...
Oh, it is. I've been very honest since 2018 with those, you know. I let Eduardo Rodriguez face Yasiel Puig in the World Series, and that bolt is still flying, right? So, you know, I always sit down after the season and go over games and what can I do better, you know, to become a better manager, you know, the coaches, you know, what we need to improve for our guys to keep going. And that's an exercise that I always do, and looking forward to it. The hope is always to do that exercise in mid-November or early December, but there's certain years that is earlier.
Yeah. All right, time for the Sherwin-Williams question for the manager of the day. Sponsored by Sherwin-Williams, the Pro Plus program helps you manage and grow your paint business.
Hey,
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yes?
Do you guys have a name now for the show? It's not the afternoon show anymore.
I don't know. Can you ask?
It depends on what
somebody
spot you're listening to. Like there's some that say Arcand and Hart, but then the other ones just say WEEI afternoon. So we're really it's anyone's guess at this point, Alex. We're not really sure.
Okay.
Appreciate
you're a 500 team right now.
Yeah, basically we're a 500 team.
They don't want to name us the same way. You don't want to name like the pigs on a farm, you know, because they end up right. Isn't that the same?
Call
sort
them
of thing?
Bacon.
Right. You don't want to end up giving them names. You get attached to them, and then who wants to see that? Anyways, the question of the day comes to us from Zach Markowski at ZM Painting. He says, "We hear lots of stories about a player's off season. What is it like for you as a manager, Alex? What's your off season like?"
A lot of time with the kids. I coach their team, the Titans, so that's a challenge. And, you know, whenever they meet me in Boston, I hop on a plane and spend a few days, you know, for meetings, all that stuff, try to connect with players, fly to the Dominican to see Rafi as one of the boys. You know, that's the most important thing, try to connect with the players. But at the end of the day, man, enjoy the family because there's a lot of sacrifices that they make for us, and it's time to give back.
Before I let you go, you mentioned something yesterday in your interview with Joe Castiglione that stuck out to me. He was asking you about using, I think, 56 players this year, and you mentioned injuries are at an all-time high. Is that anecdotal in your mind, or do you guys have numbers that injuries are actually at an all-time high for you and the league?
No, well, I don't have the numbers, but it looks that way. It looks that way. And in our case, I think it was more about flexibility of the roster and moving guys around. Obviously, losing Trevor early on, we needed, you know, some of the kids that played in the middle infield to be here. Vaughn gets hurt. It's the same thing. T.O. has been a little banged up. So from our end with the position players, it's been the case. You know, Rafi was down, Casas too. So you have to kind of like play with the roster and try to maximize this, and at the same time try to take care of players here at the big league level.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Alex Cora, thanks so much for the time today. We'll talk to you again next week.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.